For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 8.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.64 a gallon, according to GasBuddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 10.9 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 12.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.29 a gallon, a difference of 90 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 8.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.95 a gallon. The national average is down 6.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 5.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to GasBuddy data compiled for more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country, the national average price of diesel has decreased 5.5 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.72 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, "Nearly every state saw average gas prices fall heading into Thanksgiving, with the national average dipping below $3 per gallon for several consecutive days, falling to $2.95 a gallon over the weekend, the lowest level since May 2021. He added, with refinery maintenance largely complete and OPEC increasing oil production for December, oil prices have struggled. Combine those factors and you have a solid recipe for continued downward pressure on gas prices in the weeks ahead. A few dozen stations are already offering gas under $2 per gallon, and we could see that number grow as we move further into the holiday season. It couldn't come at a better time for Americans, with relief arriving just as the holidays kick off." The holiday season is beginning, and many consumers are already shopping for the children in their lives. While they search for the perfect toys to wrap, they should remember that the greatest gift of all is safety. If consumers plan to purchase a new toy online or in-store, they should review the packaging for safety information. Search for two labels: age grading labels, which indicate the age range for which a toy is deemed developmentally appropriate and safe based on factors like a child's motor skills, play behaviors, and potential hazards, like small parts that could cause choking. ASTM and or UL safety verification labels, which confirm a product has met safety standards set by ASTM International or Underwriters Laboratories. Toys that meet safety standards will be labeled ASTM F963. Art materials that meet safety standards will be labeled ASTM D4236. Consumers can be confident that toys with UL certification have been tested by a laboratory which meets federal children's product safety testing standards for flammability, toxicity, electric, and heating elements. These labels provide important information and exist for good reason. Children below a certain age may be vulnerable to a hazard that cannot be easily identified without closely examining the toy. Some examples are small parts, magnets, or batteries. This is especially important when purchasing a toy online, as it can be difficult to examine all the components of the toy based on a written description. Consumers can check for product recalls on new or used toys at saferproducts.gov. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DATCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov. Governor Tony Evers this week is kicking off the holiday season, celebrating Shop Small Wisconsin season and encouraging Wisconsinites to shop at Wisconsin's many local small businesses during the holidays. For the fifth consecutive year, Governor Evers has proclaimed the weeks between Small Business Saturday through the end of the year as Shop Small Wisconsin season. This year, the Shop Small Wisconsin season runs from November 29th through December 31st, encouraging Wisconsinites to shop local and support Wisconsin's main streets and small businesses during the holiday season. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, in 2025, small businesses comprised more than 99% of businesses in Wisconsin and employed 1.2 million individuals across the state, nearly half of all Wisconsin workers. It is also estimated that approximately two-thirds of every dollar spent at a small business stays in the local community. Throughout the Shop Small Wisconsin season, Governor and members of his administration are encouraging you to celebrate small businesses and the contributions they make to communities across the state, to explore new small businesses and champion their success, and to show support for their neighbors and communities by shopping local this holiday season at your favorite small businesses. More information about the Shop Small Wisconsin season, including ways to participate and facts and figures about the impact of shopping small during the holidays, is available on WEDC's website. The Richland Center Winter Market is held each Wednesday from noon to 4 at the Richland Center Community and Senior Building. The Winter Market will not be held December 24th or 31st due to the holidays and will be closed through January. It will start up again February 4th. River Valley Players presents Miracle on 34th Street, a live radio play Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. The play is based on the classic film by George Seton. Patrick Hagen is the director of the production.
I think it made Natalie Wood famous as a child actor, and a lot of people think of this film and think of her because her mother brought her up, you know, not to believe in Santa Claus and other things like giants and these sort of things. Kris Kringle is there to bring her to her sense of imagination in this story. But the fun thing about this show, in fact, with the 1947 film, when they were getting ready to distribute it, they didn't really know what to call it because it has so many different aspects.
The play is also adapted by Patrick Hagen, who has written an additional part of the story for the production.
There's these two actors, and I wanted to do something special for them and tell a contemporary story around the radio play story. So Hilde Van Holgeren plays this girl named Danielle, and she's always been the chief elf for her grandfather Santa. This year, she's on protest, and she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to play. She rejects it. And so when her grandpa goes out to be Santa Claus, she sits in the janitor's closet and happens to turn on the radio, and it happens to be WRCO, currently in 2025, broadcasting a recording from 1947. So this kid, Danielle, sits there and listens to it. In the course of the story, she changes her mind about dressing up and helping Grandpa out by being the chief elf.
The River Valley Players presentation of Miracle on 34th Street, a live radio play, will be Thursday and Saturday at 7. Sunday will have two performances at 1 and 6. Cost of admission is $10 for adults and $5 for those 12 and under. Tickets and info can be found at rivervalleyplayers.org and at North Earth Crystals and Gifts. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won 5 in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sunday, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then gradual clearing this afternoon, and it's going to be cold today, falling from the 20s this morning into the mid-teens by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 5 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high of only 14. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.